れる。 let me say this to you, that those who have disbelief, you cannot convince them otherwise. Because you see, my dear friend, they are not spiritually ready. You can, of course, speak with them. You can tell them what you feel and what you innately know. But you cannot convince another to accept truth. This is what we have been endeavoring to do for many years now. And what happens, as I have told all of these dear friends here, is that you can only lay the seeds. And when the time is right for them, that seed will grow into understanding and the seeking of knowledge. What you wish to do is admirable, but I understand how you feel, that you want everyone to have that grain of understanding that you have achieved. I would say to you, my dear friend, continue to tell others of what you know and allow them to come to their own conclusions. And do not judge them for their reactions. I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does help me. And I'll remember what you say. Thank you.
George?
Yes, I've heard from Yette recently, one who has sat with this group, and she has sent a fascinating story by one Mellon Thomas Benedict, and it is an account of he who died in care with cancer, and he had a wonderfully developed mind, and when in spirit he asked questions, and it seems he was given what amounts to a tour of the universe, and far back to the Big Bang, and he describes going beyond the Big Bang to the energetic void, which was described as, and then he returned, and it seems he was dead for at least an hour and a half in our time. And he was rather expecting to eventually be reborn as a baby, but no. He was, he returned to his old body. And with full memory of what had transpired, he was able to write his account, and I must say that the account given is very much in line with your teachings, also in line with the information given by Boniol, and well, I felt I would like to say this, and it is, to me, I feel it is a very true account wondered if you had any further comments on the idea of returning to the Big Bang and beyond, and what is described as the energetic void. If you have any comments at all on that account.
Of course, I understand your question. Let me refer to the individual here mentioned. Let me say this to you. He was indeed one of many who have had this experience, shall we say, when someone comes to our world before their time, they are privy to much within our world. He obviously had a task to achieve and returned to the physical body. You, my dear friends, know full well, because of our many discussions of what has happened, we have discussed the Big Bang. Confirm my words to you over time.
Yes, this certainly is felt, having read the document.
Yes, yes. There would have been a very good reason for his full memory on return to the physical.
Yes, I should also have said that he returned with full remission of his cancer.
Yes, of course. You cannot come within those energy fields and return with physical ailments. It would be impossible, because when you are, forgive me, I am feeling this energy pulling, when you return from that energy field, it is like a cleansing. And of course, most people have left the physical garb behind when any experience of this kind takes place. So I hope that has enlightened you just a little.
Yes, it has indeed, and yes, I appreciate we can't understand about the energies, but I think from what has been said, we're beginning to feel that there's the physical universe, there's the spiritual universe, but perhaps there are a number of what we can only describe as spiritual universes within each other.
Of course. It is a much wider picture. And to explain to you energy of which you have no knowledge would be like, how shall I describe it to you, looking for one grain of sand on a beach. It would be almost impossible at this stage of your knowledge.
So when you leave us, excuse me, for a few weeks, is this the energy that you go back to?
Yes.
I see.
I return to the thought of me that those words are not correct. Let me rephrase that for you. I am one aspect of the whole, and the whole would then be regenerated by the energy fields from which I come.
I see.
And of course, I need to have those breaks in earthly time in order to recharge that energy, if I may put it that way to you.
Yes, thank you. You said that we're not aware of that energy yet. Will there be a time when the physical being will be aware of it without going into spirit?
No.
No.
It is impossible.
Yeah.
Not all spirits are aware of this energy.
All right.
On those rare occasions when you have been speaking to us and another has wanted to also speak, might I ask, would that have been another aspect of yourself?
No. No, on those occasions it is, how can I say, like a surge of power to help me. But it is not another aspect. I am the only aspect of the soul who has been able to come to this physical world.
Oh, thank you then. That clarifies that.
Very interesting. I think you had a question, Sarah?
Yes, I did. I was just thinking of what Sandra was saying, but you are a conglomerate of beings.
Yes. Yes. But I am the only aspect that is empowered, shall I say, to return.
Right. So it's really like a bit of backup you're getting.
Yes.
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 Right. Mm. Yes, some years ago, Sue, somebody came through Sue to say that there was going to be somebody similar to you, some similar sort of power.
Teaching?
Yes. That would come through her. Is that going to happen, or have things changed since? Or do you recall that?
Yes. Let me say this, that when communication takes place, there are many from our world who wish to make connection. Mm. But I can say most definitely to you that there will not be communication within this group by another of my energy. Right. There may be communication by others, but they will not be of the same energy.
No. Okay.
If that is clear to you.
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
There are many who wish to communicate, but not at this level.
No. No, that's fine. Anyway, we're very happy with your teachings. So.
Yes.
We don't really need them anymore.
We take that as read, to use an expression.
Yes, I appreciate your words, and of course I would be aware if I was not accepted by you.
Yes.
And would therefore withdraw.
Yes.
From you.
Yes.
Do not worry. I am quite aware of all of your feelings.
Oh, that's good. I did have one other, perhaps you could just clarify some words I could give to my daughter. She got very angry yesterday, and I said to her that anger wasn't a good thing to have. It was a negative thing, and she said, well, it's an emotion, and you said to me that you have to have a balance of good and bad, and so I'm having an angry emotion. So really I was a little flummoxed what I should say to her, because having said to her it was negative and negative wasn't good, and then she said, well, there's the balance. So what should I have said to her in reply to that?
Yes, of course. The reasoning behind the anger is most important.
Mm.
Of course, people have emotions which you call anger, which in fact sometimes they are being themselves. The angry emotion which I speak of is when it hurts another.
Mm. All right.
If it is directed to another human being, then that emotion is most definitely negative. And it would be for her a good thing to try to control any negativity.
Mm.
Because, of course, she is prone to deep and angry feelings.
Yes.
But if it is a feeling to allow her only to express herself without a desire to harm another, then that is fine.
All right, thank you.
After all, it is only a label.
Yes.
Is it not?
It is, yes.
So, perhaps you can dwell upon those words and think for yourself what the meaning behind them is. And in that way, you can see both positive and negative viewpoints.
Yes.
Because, of course, she is correct. All life is balance.
Yes.
You
yes.
have the light and the darkness, and that must always be balanced.
Yes. Yes, that's why I was confused, because when she said that, I thought, well, that's right, you do have that. But I can see that to have anger that affects somebody else is not good. But
anger directed to another will always rebound.
Yes.
In the same way as your thought waves will rebound.
Right, yes.
If you think again, my dear friend, about the spiritual aspect rather than the physical emotions,
yes.
then you will find the correct answer for her.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for that.
You note that I do not give you the words to say, because this is a lesson also for you.
Yes, yes. Myself. Yes.
But if she recognizes balance, then perhaps we can say you are teaching her well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we forget it's a two-way thing.
Yes.
Mm. But talking of children, you know, we mentioned my granddaughter, I think the last time you were here.
Yes.
Unbeknown to me, she read the transcript and read the little bit about her. Which surprised her mother. So of course her mother said, how do you feel about that, Catherine? And she was very happy to have read that.
Yes. As I have said to the gentleman at the beginning of this meeting, the seed is there to be sown.
Yes, I see. Mm.
And the time is right for her to begin to think about other things.
Yes. Thank you.
So, do you see, my dear friends, how all of life is connected?
Yes.
And when we continue to discuss these things, that you see the connection more clearly.
Mm. Any questions, Paul or Lord?
Yeah, you may well have been asked this before, and forgive me if I'm repeating it. I seen a program last night, and I know very little of it. The Da Vinci Code, and it came about that I surmised on this program that Christ had married or had a lady friend and had a child, and this was debated one way or the other, and I thought, well, it's quite interesting, why shouldn't he have done? I mean, he's on this earth, and why shouldn't he have been like the rest of us? Has that question been asked, and in fact, is that a fact or is that fiction?
I would say this to you, that Jesus the Christ still walks upon this earth to help in other forms. And of course, when he came in physical form to teach many of the truth in the same way as many others have trodden this earthly pathway. I would say to you, this story, as you call it, is part truth, part fiction. We have discussed Jesus the Christ many years ago, and without me returning to that subject, perhaps you may find within the transcripts my answers to many questions. If our dear lady friend could arrange that for you.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you.
The answers are there.
Yeah, thank you.
Could I just add, I think this book, The Da Vinci Code, yes, it is a work of fiction with also historical facts built into it. It may well be that the interest in this book is one of the factors which is affecting, could I put it this way, is affecting the influence of the formal church today. I think there are various things that are affecting the old established formal church, and it may well be that the interest in the Da Vinci Code story is quite a big important factor in the present time.
I thank you, my dear friend, for those words, and of course I have spoken to you about religion also.
Yes.
And as I have said earlier, there is a time in life when seeds that have been sown grow in order to give truth to mankind. And perhaps at this time, that story is one which will make people stop and think just a little more deeply. So again, you see, the seeds are being sown in many ways to discover what is the truth. But of course, you must remember that Jesus the Christ was one person upon this planet of one religion, which has been abused by many in their writings. I, my dear friend, would wish you to look at the larger picture of life and not any one individual religion.
Okay.
I hope that has been helpful, but I am sure our dear lady friend will find for you my words on Jesus the Christ.
Of course, our eyes have been opened also by the knowledge that there have been, or there are, religions and different masters who have been to other planets.
Yes, of course. Again, it is always the wider picture that you strive to understand. In that way, you will open more fully to the truth. Man has so much to learn, but he cannot learn with a closed mind.
It's good to look beyond this single planet within the creation.
Yes. Yes. It would be ill fortune indeed for you to center all of your thinking upon this one planet. Indeed, it would do much harm to your spiritual unfoldment to be so closed in your minds. Now, my dear friends, I think for this time I have spoken with you enough. I would just say to you that this time.
Yeah.
If you are happy for that to happen.
Yes, we'll do what we can.
Yeah.
And as I leave you, remember always, I leave you enclosed within my love and the knowledge which I bring to you.
Thank you very much for coming. Have a lovely, lovely evening.